It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Critics of Western Slope Congresswoman Lauren Boebert are calling on her to resign less than 10 days after she was sworn in. Boebert took part in the effort to throw out Electoral College votes, and during the storming of the Capitol, she tweeted that Speaker Nancy Pelosi was being removed from the House chamber. Critics say revealing Pelosi's location could have put her in danger, but Boebert has responded that the scene in the House chamber was being streamed on TV, so her tweet didn't reveal anything sensitive. Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse says the public needs answers from federal law enforcement after last week's assault on the Capitol. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Boulder Democrat Joe Neguse is asking the heads of the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security and the FBI to immediately hold a media briefing to present what they know about the attempted insurrection last Wednesday. Neguse said it's unacceptable that the public has yet to hear from the top federal law enforcement agencies about the incident. As a member of the House Judiciary Committee, he's also asking the heads of these departments to brief Congress as well. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Pedestrian deaths are on the rise in Colorado. CPR's transportation reporter Nathaniel Miner has more.
AAA Colorado says the number of pedestrians killed in the state nearly doubled between 2008 and 2018. That's a significantly higher rate than the 55% increase seen nationwide. AAA says deaths on busy urban streets like Federal Boulevard in Denver account for most of the increase. Governments in the Denver region are working toward a goal of zero pedestrian deaths through education and road design changes. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A popular shoe company based in Broomfield expects its 2020 revenue to be its best ever. That's according to a new filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Crocs expects its revenue growth from last year to be around 12%, with earnings of more than $1.3 billion. Crocs CEO Andrew Rees says the company anticipates another record year in 2021. Along the Front Range and across the state today, it's mostly sunny weather. Temperatures getting warmer. Highs in the 50s today around Denver, close to 50 in Colorado Springs. And those temperatures up close to 60 degrees tomorrow. Then cooler temperatures later in the week. There's a chance for snow late Wednesday around Vail and in the mountains. This is CPR News.